Blog Talk Radio.
Era notte a târziu.
It was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că nu a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stăm și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards
Când
me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România mă urmări cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars.
După mine și aici.
So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină.
But it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit.
The light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-a lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am unde să plec acasă.
I don't have a bed to let my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va arde.
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut, nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you?
Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici e Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să faci?
Been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am Michael Boldea, your host. Today is Thursday, March the 7th, and we are live. And yes, as usual, we have a plethora of topics to discuss. Among which, apparently the Democrats couldn't get enough people to vote on an anti-hate resolution, so they had to bump it. In case you had any doubts that the Democrat Party is the party of anti-Semitism, look no further than what's been happening over the last few days. This is what you get, kids. I'm sorry to tell you. Nobody vets anybody anymore. Nobody does any sort of background search. Nobody does due diligence anymore. They just take everything at face value. And the American populace, for the most part, the general public, has become so dumbed down. We have entered into a season of utter stupidity where someone low, like Ilhan Omar or whatever her name is, can be elected to Congress. An open anti-Semite, a woman who married her brother to gain entrance to the U.S., and then, of course, like every good immigrant, after being saved, basically saved, she was a refugee from... Well, refugees don't come from paradise. They don't come from idyllic places. Refugees usually come from war-torn countries. She did the same. I think she's Somalian or something close to that. And she got here and she started poo-pooing America. And somehow, nobody on the Republican side decided that it would be a worthwhile Google search to figure out who this nutbag is. And so now she's a member of Congress. And she's letting the mask slip. Because you can't, when hate is ingrained in you, the way it is in Omar, understand that this woman's hatred goes to the marrow of her being. She would have absolutely no qualms lighting the gas in the ovens once more. You need to understand the absolute hatred between zealous Muslims, if you will, and Jews. And I think for the most part, it's one-sided. I'm sorry. I'm not Jewish. But you have to look at the situation and realize that these people are despised by absolutely every nation that surrounds them. Every nation that surrounds them would like nothing better than to see them all die. And by the will of God, they're still surviving. And they're defending themselves. But apparently, even when they defend themselves, they're doing something wrong. Look at that. He defended himself. Why won't he just let the Palestinian kill him? Just the utter absurdity. And I'm looking at a lot of the Democratic House caucus who are Jewish. Schumer isn't a Bangladeshi name. Sorry to break the news to you. Schumer isn't Scandinavian either. And the fact that nobody is condemning the naked anti-Semitism that this woman is spewing, what, 3 weeks in, just baffles me. All the Democrats are coming to this nut bar's defense. And if you happen to be of the Jewish persuasion, and if you happen to have voted Democrat all your life, I don't know, maybe it's time to reassess your political leanings, because this has become the party of hate. They despise the Jewish people. They despise the existence of Israel. And if these people truly ever gain power, understand that we will betray the nation of Israel the first chance we get. So yes, elections matter. I know we were too busy popping popcorn and waiting for the rapture. It didn't come. How much worse must it get before we, you know, wake up? How much worse must it get before we realize that perhaps our theology and our, eschatology was a bit misplaced? Just a thought. So, yes, the House Democrats actually delayed a vote on the anti-hate resolution. And they came out with a brand new idea. We're going to condemn all hate. Really? But Congresswoman Omar didn't besmirch all peoples. She didn't call and pray to Allah, peoples of Allah, to open their eyes and see the cancer that is Israel. No. It's on record. Nobody did their due diligence. So she didn't pray for the Italians to perish. She didn't pray for the Germans to perish. She didn't pray for the Swedes to perish. The woman has one bone to pick. She has one nation at the forefront of her mind whom she hates with all the hate that she can muster. And that is the nation of Israel. And there is another woman within these United States that apparently despises everything about this nation and reviles the nation of Israel. Her name is Linda Sarsour. No clue why she hasn't been deported yet. No clue why she has not been shown the exit door and said, if you hate it here so much, let us do you a favor. We shall purchase for you a ticket on an airplane. Coach, not first class, because you don't deserve it. And send you back to the hellhole you came from, where you would be stoned, where you would be beaten, where your genitals would be mutilated by men with rusty knives. Go back to what you call paradise, madam, and leave us be. Look, understand that our silence is encouraging these people. And the thing that I find most telling is that the old guard of the Democrat Party is playing ball with these nutburgers. There's no pushback. You have bug-eyed Betty, who wants to kill every cow for farting. You have this other nutburger, Omar, who wants to chant death to Israel on the congressional floor. You have the other one, Tlaib, who, like Madame Omar, has wet dreams about the death of an Israeli. And these people aren't being reined in by the so-called leaders of the Democrat Party. You understand that the Democratic Party is no longer leaning left. They veered far, hard left off the cliff into madness. And my biggest fear is that the American people either don't care or are ignorant of what's going on in their own political system. Give them weed. That's all they need. Just give them weed. Well, there you go. Look, I understand that it's not getting better. The things that we're seeing taking place one after the other should be concerning to everyone. But apparently they aren't. Because very few people are willing to take the hits for speaking the truth. And if we're unwilling to take the hits for speaking the truth, understand that the lie will prevail. If we're unwilling to take the hits for speaking the truth, understand that the lie will metastasize. If you've been paying attention to this story, right now there are actual members of Congress trying to make Madame Omar out to be the victim and the hero for being a racist anti-Semite. How long can these people just blatantly lie, just outright, just twist the truth into a pretzel and just stomp it into nothingness before those who put them into office say, hold on there. Let's take a step back. This woman's not a victim and she's not a hero. This woman's a racist anti-Semite. She hates the Jewish people. She hates Israel. And it's so deep-seated and rooted in her that even though she's making more money in a year than her entire family back in Zululand make in 100 years, she still can't bite her tongue and shut up. This is a dream job, man. Most of the people in Congress, I wager you this, most of the people in Congress would get fired by Walmart as greeters. Have you seen Senator Green or the intelligence level of Maxine Waters or of Madame Omar or even Bug-Eyed Betty herself, who came from being a bartender to being the one who would revolutionize the United States and save the planet? This is what we're dealing with. This is the madness that has gripped this entire nation, and apparently too few people are willing to say anything about it. Look, I don't care how they twist it. I don't care how they turn it. The woman is an anti-Semite, and it's so rooted in her that for the life of her, she can't keep her mouth shut. She has to verbalize her hatred. And when you have to do that, when it's deep in the marrow, that stuff's not coming out. And I don't care if she apologized. It wasn't an apology. It was one of these things, all right, let me say something. Hopefully it goes away. But then, you know, everyone came to her defense because that's what they do. Now, we've been talking about propaganda for some time. And it would seem that the Google is back to propagandizing, and it's a one-way street as we knew it was. This is why the truth is so important, because there are so many different areas of play that all converge on conservatives, on Christians, on people who just want to cling to the notion of morality and paying their mortgage and paying their taxes and going to church and being decent human beings. So now there's new leaked audio from Google executives who are openly discussing steering the conservative movement. Understand what these people are trying to do. They're trying to affect the outcome of the nation's future. These people think that they are demigods. And again, if no one says anything and if no one does anything, it will only embolden them. They will only feel as though it's their right now to try to steer the nation in the way they want it to go. So this story is off of Breitbart, and it says, Google seems of U.S. public policy, the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, which took place last week, as a sideshow circus. Now, I would say to Mr. Kovacevich that if you want to see a sideshow circus, look at the streets of San Francisco where people hopscotch over human feces, but hey, you know, to each his own. So yes, he called CPAC a sideshow circus. In a leaked audio recording in which he also argued that Google should remain a sponsor of the conference to steer the conservative movement away from nationalistic and incendiary comments. And again, we come back to this point, because it's a point that needs to be made over and over and over again. There are nationalists and there are globalists. And right now, the battle isn't between Republican and Democrat. It's not between the EU and other nations. It's between globalists and nationalists. There is a large swath of very powerful, very rich people who love the idea of globalism, because they think that once the pyramid is put together, they'll be the ones standing on the tippy top, as Bug-Eyed Betty is wont to say. So they're doing everything they can. They're basically just adopting the scorched earth mentality where they don't care who, what, when, where they destroy, as long as their agenda gets accomplished, because they want to bring to fruition the notion of globalism. This is why they detest a guy like Donald Trump, with all of his faults and foibles. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He loves this country. He is not one who adopts or embraces the idea of globalism. You know, like the United Nations, a council of worthless human beings that can dictate the lives of 7 billion people by the stroke of a pen. So this is why they detest the man. And right now the fight is getting heady, because some people at least are waking up to the reality of what is happening, of what they're attempting to do and what they're attempting to undo. And so, yes, Google's senior director of U.S. public policy said, hey, even though CPAC is a sideshow circus, we should continue to remain a sponsor because that way, from the inside, we can steer them. And we can steer them from nationalistic and incendiary comments. Look, as time progresses and things get demonstrably worse, you will see that this is a tactic that will be employed over and over again. They worm their way on the inside, and from the inside, they attempt to do the most damage. If you doubt me, look at Congresswoman Omar, look at Congresswoman Tlaib, and of course, Congresswoman Bug-Eyed Betty. So, the comments came to light in leaked audio files, allegedly, of a company-wide meeting at Google, part of which is now exclusively reported by Breitbart News. That's why I got the article off of their site. Another part of the transcript was released last Friday on Tucker Carlson's show, while further snippets revealing Google's funding of establishment conservative think tanks were published by the left-leaning tech magazine Wired in December. The alleged meeting took place in the wake of Google's sponsorship of CPAC in 2018, which triggered an internal rebellion from left-wing employees of the tech giant. Breitbart News exclusively reported on the revolt at the time, in which radical left-wingers inside Google accused CPAC of ethno-nationalism and hate. We are such a broken country. And this up-and-coming generation has absolutely no clue regarding history, regarding what was, regarding how certain nations got to where they got to the point of starving millions and millions of their own citizens. And they don't care. Because they think they are superior in intellect to everyone else that came before them. It's the epitome of hubris. We can make it work when no one else could. And you know what ends up happening? They don't make it work. Because you can't make it work. It fails every time. Communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, fails every time it's tried. Google has not denied the authenticity of the leaked material. Why would they? In the clips, the transcripts of which are posted in full, Kovacevic portrayed CPAC as a conference with a dual identity, one being a premier gathering that features a whole swath of conservatives, including national security conservatives, economic conservatives, libertarians, the log cabin Republicans, why not throw them in there, deficit hawks, and small government advocates. In the audio clip, the other side of CPAC was described in disparaging terms by Kovacevic as featuring a sideshow circus-like element which CPAC organizers have intentionally cultivated, sometimes inviting outrageous figures to say incendiary and offensive things. Now, if you want to talk about sideshow figures and circus-like elements, just in case everyone was looking for an example, discuss what the left is currently pushing, which is the transgender movement, where boys who pretend to be girls can beat up girls at a whim and be lauded as brave and hero-like for doing it. So don't you dare tell me about sideshow circus-like elements. It's all that the Democrat Party seems to be made up of nowadays. So yes, some of the most powerful multinational companies – operating today are intent on steering the conservative movement. And they're doing it by applying pressure, and they're doing it by deplatforming people, and they're doing it by shutting off people's PayPal accounts and Patreon accounts and everything else. Because they know that their positions are flawed, and so they cannot have resistance to their positions. Once there's resistance, they are exposed. And such is the case with the whole drama about border security and whether or not it's an emergency. The head of Homeland Security was testifying yesterday, and she said, over the course of 2019, we can expect 1 million people to cross the border illegally. Think on that. 1 million people. The Allies landed 156,000 troops in Normandy on D-Day. Can you fathom what a million people looks like? Can you honestly say that a million people coming up to your border isn't an invasion? Couple that with what, the 33 million they're estimating are here illegally already? But no, there's no emergency. Because, you know, Chuck Schumer said so. But I'm waiting for the day that these people are exposed for what they are. And I hope that day is coming, and I pray that day is coming. But it will never come if we keep silent. It will never come if we continue to be fearful about speaking up. Look, just a few minutes ago, Paul Manafort was sentenced to 47 months in jail because of fraud in the Mueller case, a case that is proving itself to be absolutely nothing. As kids like to say, it's a nothing burger. This is why they're pivoting. Can you understand this? Let's talk this through a little bit. For 2 years, two solid years, everything you heard nonstop, without fail, consistently, every day, was Russian collusion, Russian collusion. Remember that? Every talking head on every network, nonstop, without fail, regurgitating the same nonsense, Russian collusion, they're going to get them. Mueller's going to get them. Russian collusion, they're going to get them. Do you hear any talk of Russian collusion now? No, now they've pivoted to what? Obstruction of justice. So they're going to keep pumping that air ball up for two more years, and then that's going to fall flat. But the reason they're pivoting is because they're realizing if there was anything to the Mueller investigation, it would have come out by now. The best they could do is get an old man 47 months for something they discovered during the Mueller investigation that had nothing to do with the Trump campaign. Look, I think that any reasonable person looking at our justice system right now could readily compare it to a banana republic. And that vexes me. It vexes me because I wanted to raise my kids in this country. It vexes me because I thought there were enough people in this country that understood not only how this country was founded, but the principles upon which it was founded, the blood that was shed in its founding, and realizing these things would have enough respect to, you know, do their civic duty, go out and vote. Maybe knock on a couple doors and say, hey, who are you voting for? Ilhan Omar? Really? Let me tell you about her. She married her brother to get residency in the U.S. She's an anti-Semite. She's a racist. Do you want me to go on, or are you satisfied? But see, we don't engage anymore. We've got YouTube and Facebook. And we don't engage anymore. We don't do due diligence anymore. We like the idea of being spoon-fed and never once do we question if what we're being fed is the truth. Never once do we question if what somebody's telling us is valid or if they have a vested interest in telling us what they're telling us. We take everything at face value. And then we realize what we've done only after the die has been cast. This woman will be in Congress for the next 2 years. At least. Think on that. But no, everything's okay. Donald Trump's just imagining everything. There's no crisis on the border. No. Remember, every newspaper was denouncing that there was a crisis on the border, and now they're having to backpedal and say, well, maybe there's just a tiny bit of a crisis on the border. Look, maybe somebody should do a little research and find out when was the last time Nancy Pelosi was on the border. Because she seems to be very knowledgeable about whether or not there is, in fact, a crisis. Guarantee you it's been a while. Same with Congressman Green. Every single thing through the spectrum of racism. Because you wouldn't do that to white babies. Would you do that to white babies? If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. It is gruesome. It is absolutely gruesome. And this man gets elected over and over and over again. I'm sorry, maybe we deserve destruction. You know, you can help someone, but you can't help them from themselves. If someone is self-destructive, eventually you'll have to sleep. Eventually you'll have to go to the bathroom. Eventually you'll have to get dinner. Eventually they'll find a moment to hurt themselves if their entire intent is self-destruction. If we are on a self-destructive course as a nation, I really don't know that there's anything anyone can do. Because eventually, people get tired of standing guard. People get tired of pointing out the approaching darkness. People get tired of pointing out the approaching enemy. They look at everybody else, and they're living their lives, and they're merrily doing whatever they do. And here they are, just being pummeled by absolutely everybody, because they're willing to speak the truth. While the guys that are not, while the guys that are keeping their mouths shut, even though they're seeing exactly what the guys speaking the truth are seeing, are getting accolades and being praised for being so tolerant and all-embracing. Why can't you be a little more like Joel? And eventually go, you know what? Not worth it. Not worth it. If this nation is on a self-destructive path to the point that nothing anyone says, no evidence brought forth, will compel the nation to reverse course, then perhaps it's time to stop talking about it. Grab some popcorn like Jonah, find a nice palm tree, and watch the horrors unfold. And I would, I really would. Save for my daughters. See, because I know right now some of you are, well, he would? Yes, I would. I would, because I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. No apparent change. I'm 44 in 10 days. No apparent change. No reversal, of course. Yes, I would. I would pull a Jonah. And I could sit here and, you know, pretend, oh, sanctimony and righteousness. No, I will speak until the end. But hopefully you know me well enough to know that I'll tell you the truth even if it makes me look bad. So yes, I would. Save for my daughters. Because if I do nothing, then there will come a point when I will no longer be able to look them in the eye. If I say nothing, then there will come a point when I will no longer be able to look them in the eye. And I don't think I could take that. See, even if it all comes crumbling down, I'll be able to look my daughters in the eye knowing I did everything I could to keep it from crumbling. Because in the end, all you can do is all you can do and not a thing more. And so this is the reality that we have to wrestle with. This is the reality that we have to contend with. Are we doing everything we can? Are we taking every opportunity to speak? Are we taking every opportunity to point out the inconsistencies in the other side's arguments? Are we fighting the good fight, knowing that there is a chance that we may lose? See, it's so hard. How do I explain? It's so hard not focusing on exit strategies and points of egress. It's so hard not focusing on finding the place where I'm going to go when all this comes crumbling to the ground. Because I know that eventually it will. And yet I still have to hold. I still have to stand. I still have to focus on the present and not be concerned about a future and plan for it. Now, some people live in blissful ignorance. You know what? I envy those people. I can't. I know what's coming. And I have to fight my flesh every day not to commit to planning for the eventual downfall. Because I'm only human just like you. Look, we're in it. And there's no going back. And if you think that the other side's going to stop or slow down, you're fooling yourself. And they're hoping and they're praying that enough people in this country are asleep, that enough people in this country don't care what happens once they're gone, that enough people in this country have no respect for the past of this nation, wherein they will be allowed to fulfill their plans. The fact that nobody in the Democratic Party is condemning an open anti-Semite tells me a lot. And none of the things that it's telling me are good. Because what it's telling me is that these people will go along with absolutely anything as long as they believe they will have the power in the end. That's exactly the kind of person you never want to have power. Do you understand? This needs to make sense to you. You need to understand the peril that we're in. A person who's willing to do anything to attain power is the last person that should have power. And right now, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and all of these other lickspittles are going along with a racist and anti-Semite and an absolute nutburger who wants to do away with cars and thinks that the world's going to end in 12 years because they believe that these people will be a vehicle for their power. This is why these people should not be allowed to have power ever again. Because if and when they do, they will proceed to implement absolutely every lunatic thing that they've already proposed. They've tried to walk it back because they realized just how insane it sounded. Killing all cows because they flatulate. And there are people who go, well, they're never going to succeed. They don't have to succeed. They have to try. And in the process, destroy this nation, destroy this economy, destroy its defenses, open its borders, flood it with another 300, 400 million people. And then it won't matter if they succeeded or not. They still succeeded. We will be Venezuela. We will be hunting rats and cats in the streets trying to feed our kids. This country's taking what's happening far too lightly. And for the life of me, I don't understand how and why. It's not a joke. I know it sounds like it's a joke, but it's not. This is what these people intend on doing. Every single announced Democratic contender for the presidency of the United States has signed on to the Green New Deal. The front runners have all signed on to the Green New Deal. The self-same deal that says no more planes, no more cars, only trains. Trains are good, trains are good. Oh, and the cows must go. No, no, no must beef. Because they have the gas. The gas is bad for the world. You do away with the cows, there's no more gas, we are fine. It's okay, you know, 60, 70, 80, 100 million starve. But bug-eyed Betty isn't going to starve. Again, I heard this on a radio program once, and it made a lot of sense. Socialism is for the people, not for the socialists. See, all this nonsense that they're spewing. Oh, and of course, you know, crazy Bernie's on the insane train. He's wearing the conductor hat. Because these people know they will never have to suffer the laws that they're willing to implement. They're exempt from them. And there are a lot of young people who seem to be exceedingly enamored with the idea of socialism. There are a lot of young people who seem to be exceedingly enamored with the idea of free stuff. Now, I know it's difficult, you know, between bong hits and, you know, the munchies. It's hard to question where the free stuff's coming from. And that's what they're counting on. They're counting on the shiny box with a giant cow turd inside. They're counting that people hear free stuff long enough to elect them into office. And once these people gain power, look out. You thought Charlton Heston was saying from my cold dead fingers? Please. Charlton Heston had nothing on these people. You have to understand that these people project onto others their true intent. So now that you're hearing more and more, Donald Trump's never going to leave office peacefully. There's going to be a revolution. Because it's exactly what they would do. Look, I believe it's scary how on point what God showed my grandfather is. I believe there will be an internal revolution in this country started by the communists. A civil war, if you will. It's the timing that I'm uncertain about. But this will boil over eventually. Something will spark a powder keg. And once the cat's out of the bag, it's going to be hard to put back into the bag. So yes, I do believe a civil war is coming to America. There will be a bloodletting. It's the when of it that I'm uncertain about. But if these people keep this up, and if they get a modicum of power, look, I can give you 50 scenarios that I've played out to their ultimate conclusion that could spark civil unrest in this country. I think that the most obvious and personally, no revelation here, just deductive reasoning. I believe that if they gain power and they try to go after the guns, if they try to tinker with the Second Amendment somehow, that would be enough to spark a revolution in this country. And it'll be like nothing the world has seen. Because this isn't North and South, kids. This is guerrilla warfare. This is neighborhood by neighborhood, house by house. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who's going to stab you in the back. And while all that's going on, you have the overlords going around trying to confiscate the guns you're using to defend yourself. It will be an absolute nightmare. And again, that's just one of the plausible conclusions. If you are at ease, maybe you shouldn't be. If you think we dodged the bullet and Hillary wasn't president so we can go back to sleep, the other side isn't quitting. Watch ye therefore. In the spiritual first, but also in the physical. And if you see the danger, say something. Speak the truth. Because they are counting on your silence. This is why they have to browbeat everyone and anyone that disagrees with them. And this is why they despise the orange-haired man so much. He doesn't care. They have lobbed absolutely everything they had at him, and he just brushed it off. Ask yourself, could you handle that sort of onslaught every day? Every single day, without fail, being attacked for something. Every day, being accused of something you didn't do. Could you handle that for 2 years, 4 years, hopefully 8 years? And right now, they're scrambling because they know that Mueller's going to be a goose egg. The thing that they pinned their hope on, Mueller's going to say there was collusion and we're going to get rid of him. If you are not invested in antidepressants, you should probably buy some stock before Mueller comes out with his report. There's going to be a spike. There will likely be a shortage. Because a lot of these people, this is what they're basing their entire future on. They're going to lose their minds. So there you go. Even investment tips tonight. What more can I give you? But with all due seriousness, I think we've crossed another threshold. Because if we do not stand with Israel, there will be a price to pay. I'm one of those literalists, and God said, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. God spoke it. For me, it's a moot point. Call me a Zionist, if you will. But it's the reality of it. God spoke it. I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. Beyond that, I don't care. Because between being cursed of God and being blessed of God, I'd rather be blessed of God. It's another threshold. Where people in positions of power, people in positions of authority, are openly denouncing Israel, and are openly calling for its destruction. Think on that one. Because I know, we're America. We deserve blessing. I don't know about deserve anymore. I don't know if we ever did. But God is gracious. He is gracious beyond human understanding sometimes. But eventually, his righteousness will demand that he judge. So that was our program for tonight. Those are some of the things that I wanted to get off my chest. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for taking the time to fellowship with us. If you have prayer requests, please send them in. And pray for us. We could always use a little prayer. Until next time, may God bless you, may God keep you, and may God guide you. Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mike. And maybe Mike's not aware, but at the CPAC conference, which has been going on in Washington, D.C., a couple of the subjects have been the coming Civil War. And one man that was going to be speaking there was going to talk about the danger Russia, Russia has with our increasingly tense ties with Russia. And 8 minutes into his speech, he started to talk about the danger socialism in America causes our country. So I will tell you that it's very accurate what Mike spoke tonight. Please go to handtohelp.com and get the word out about the messages that God has given our ministry, not only the coming civil revolution, coming to America in general, and we have to blow a trumpet, and we have to speak up against what we would call a desire to destroy the foundations that once made our country great. The last Thursday of this month, we will have our Stand for Life Day of Fasting and Prayer. I believe since we did the first one, February 28th, on a Thursday, since and around the time we did our Day of Fasting and Prayer, we've had 6 or 7 heartbeat bills that have now been moving through the legislature of different states, which says that at the point of heartbeat in that state, they will not allow an abortion. And the one in Georgia bill was just passed, I believe, today. And so we need to pray. I believe at conception, doing anything to a fetus is murder. But I will say this, let's pray that God would, number one, help us overturn Roe versus Wade. And number two, let's pray that the bills they are trying to pass that would shut down these, abortion killing machines and killing companies paid for by taxpayers' dollars, that they would shut down. So just stand with us. Let your church know and groups know we're going to have our next Stand for Life Day of Fasting and Prayer Thursday, March 28th. The program will be put online tomorrow. God bless you so much. Thank you for joining us for the Light of Truth.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Boldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.